When Cam Ward completed only 5 passes in Thursday's preseason opener, 2 of them went to Wandale Robinson, the most of any Titan in Ward's stint, per Easton Freeze's charting at A to Z Sports. 2 days later, in the best practice of Ward's camp, Robinson caught a touchdown that had offensive coordinator Brian Dable pumping his fist, per Jim Wyatt's 10 observations at TennesseeTitans.com. Small numbers, consistent shape. The shape is the entire June argument. Our preview made its firmest claim of the Tennessee slate on Robinson, 92 catches on 140 targets last season, the 7th most receptions of any receiver in football, built on the one input our library says repeats most reliably year over year, target volume. There was no touchdown inflation in the profile, no efficiency spike waiting to regress, just a 4-year staircase of rising usage. And the situation carried the clincher. He signed in March with Tennessee, where the coordinator is Dable, the coach who fed him 140 targets in New York. The stated caveat was the offense itself. No Titan cleared 600 receiving yards last year, so if Cam Ward's second season stalls, Robinson becomes a target hog on a wasteland. The 2 watch items were his share of the targets against Tate and Ridley, and Ward's basic competence. Grade the week against both. The share. Leading the team in catches during the starter's stint, while rookie Carnell Tate went 0-for-3, is precisely the pecking order our thesis predicted, the reliable underneath option a young quarterback leans on when things wobble. And things did wobble, which brings up the caveat. Ward's game outing was rough, 5 of 12 with an intentional grounding, and a stalled Ward is the one scenario that hurts Robinson. The counterweight came Saturday. Ward's 21 of 25 5-touchdown practice, with the Robinson score as the fist pump moment. The quarterback risk is real, but trending the right way in the setting, Dable controls. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. Targets travel with the player and the coordinator, and the first live evidence shows Robinson already installed as Ward's security blanket. Next week, against the Seahawks in joint practice and the game, watch whether Robinson keeps out targeting the room and whether Ward's practice form starts surviving contact with game conditions. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.